USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Americans in Gaza want out.
More than 350 Americans in Gaza are seeking assistance from the U.S. State Department for evacuation. That's according to a U.S. official who talked to NBC News. Despite extensive discussions between the U.S., Israel, and Egypt, the border crossing between Gaza and Egypt remains shut. The negotiations have been focused on enabling the secure exit of foreign citizens and facilitating humanitarian aid. I'm John Schaefer.
On Wednesday afternoon, a large group of anti-Israel protesters occupied the U.S. Capitol Rotunda in Washington, D.C. Protesters are demanding and calling for a ceasefire in Gaza as they chanted while holding banners and signs, "Jews, ceasefire now." The U.S. Capitol Police made multiple arrests as demonstrations are not allowed in congressional buildings. The House of Representatives is still without a speaker. Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan was unable to secure his 217 votes needed to attain the highest position in the chamber during a second vote earlier today.
Jim Jordan of the state of Ohio has received 199. A speaker has not been elected.
22 Republicans voted against Jordan. Currently, the House is in recess. This leaves it without a leader at a crucial time when Congress must address government funding before mid-November and conflicts continue in the Middle East and Ukraine. A court staffer is facing charges after approaching former President Trump during his New York City fraud trial. The Daily News reports the employee entered the courtroom where Trump was sitting with his two sons. She allegedly walked towards the front of the room and yelled something at Trump, with the State Office of Administration saying she mentioned assisting him. Court officers stopped the staffer before she got too close, and she was charged with second-degree contempt of court and placed on administrative leave while the investigation plays out. This is USA News.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed-fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the problem. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-875-1853. 800-875-1853. That's 800-875-1853.
Police in Maryland and Virginia have noted a rise in the theft of airbags from motor vehicles. Thieves have been targeting Honda models, as nearly two dozen of these were broken into in Arlington last May. Airbags have become popular on the black market due to their price. Buying one from a dealership or store costs an average of $1,000. Authorities recommend putting a steering wheel lock in place to deter this theft. A comprehensive study spanning nearly two decades reveals a connection between adult ADHD and dementia. Researchers from Rutgers University found that adults with ADHD have a notably higher likelihood of developing dementia in their later years. Some new users of social media sites are going to have to pay up.
Ex-users who open new accounts in the Philippines and New Zealand are now being charged to use the social media site. The X platform, formerly known as Twitter, says the $1 yearly charge is a way to fight bot accounts. A bot account is unmanned and does nothing but post all day, usually promoting a product or political narrative. I'm Lance Pry.
Ultra-processed foods are deemed as addictive as nicotine, cocaine, and heroin by experts. A comprehensive analysis of 281 studies revealed that a startling 14% of adults are dependent on UPFs, which have been associated with cognitive decline, cancer, psychological distress, and even premature mortality. Dave Collins, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.